And Tracy. Okay, and anyone else who wishes to speak to the matter? So
I ask to be put on the stack again.
I know, but I don't know that we'll get the second round, Alex. I think we're past time. I've got to make sure that we all
I didn't have time to motivate my proposal, and I did ask for a ruling on this, by the way.
The ruling that it's in violation of the bylaws, I'll make an on-the-spot ruling. Legal counsel left it open to interpretation. I'm not going to rule that this is in violation of the bylaws in light of a legal ruling like that. But we do have George's motion on the floor, and that's what we're going to vote on next as soon as we hear.
Call the question.
You can't call the question because you haven't been recognized, but thank you. I'll continue with the staff.
We have 11 minutes to go.
I understand. On this agenda item or on the entire agenda bill?
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, we started this at 10:18, this agenda item. I'm sorry. So,
Thank you. Okay, so we're still good. Thank you, Bill.
Actually, we are almost over. You're right. Sorry.
So we'll be good. Okay, thank you, Bill. I appreciate it. It helps me stay on track. Campbell, Wesley, Tracy. Campbell, you're up.
Oh, my. Finally.
You're up to bat. Go ahead.
Yeah. 2 years ago, our LS WPFW wanted me to be representing it on the Finance Committee. However, someone else in our LSB, who was a director at the time, was encouraged by someone, from another station, to become a candidate. And I think it's a problem when you have the other directors from other stations to appoint your representative to any one of these committees. And this is what happened by the way the rule had been understood previously. We did not get any information back throughout the year regarding the Finance Committee, and I don't think that any information was taken to the Finance Committee. So we had no input and no representation. I think it was very clear that the item was voted on at our meeting in Los Angeles, that a side prevailed. I noticed in Robert's Rules of Order that to reconsider, a motion for that can only be made by a member who voted with the prevailing side. And it seems as though folks who did not prevail in that motion, that was one that was consistent with our attorney's position, a position that was informed. The attorney read the specific item involved there. You know, it's something that I think you have to look at as being a manifestation of some bad faith. So I would urge us to not be about this reconsideration and go with what the vote was in Los Angeles and what the declaration by our general counsel was, and continue in this consistent way of being inclusive. Thank you.
Thank you, Campbell.
Next,
would you like to be on the stack?
Yes, how many people are on? What time is it, right?
Well, no, we still have a few more minutes, and I apologize. Lydia, did you want me to put you on stack so that you could make a motion? I don't believe you've spoken yet. Is that correct? No, you spoke at the beginning. Huh? I'd have to put you on second round. Okay. All right, Nia, who we have on stack right now is Wesley and Tracy. Would you like to go on after Tracy? I'll put you on stack.
Yes.
All right, thank you. All right, go ahead. Wesley, you're next, please.
Thank you. Last year on the programming committee, before George Ryder was elected to the national board, he served well as LSB representative, and we elected him chair of that committee. I was disappointed that we would have to choose between one of us to continue our work on the programming committee, and I'm in support of George's motion and looking forward to working with him on the programming committee. So working with Teresa on the finance committee. So I support this motion. And if we were out of time, I'd call the question, but I'll just say goodbye.
Okay, thank you, Wesley. And folks, there's somebody dialing a phone and holding another conversation, so whoever you are, please mute this phone call while you make the other one. Thank you, pound 1.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm back on the call.
Andrea.
The other meeting didn't start yet. So.
Okay, fantastic. Okay. Thank you. Welcome
right.
back. Okay. All right. Next on stack is Tracy and then Nia. Thank you. Go ahead, Tracy.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and make a substitute motion to George's motion, and that motion is that it is the policy of the PNB for one director from each station to serve on all PNB committees that are not defined as task forces. The reason for that substitute is that we have a long track record of committees meeting effectively when they are smaller, not larger. We have a very mixed record with our committees as a whole. We have a capacity for alternate directors, and I think that in all cases, if two directors are interested, the first, the one who does not win, becomes the alternate and would serve if the primary director from the station cannot. And I think it would actually be a good idea to have an alternate for each committee, because directors often don't show up on committees, as we know. But the substitute motion is
as stated, and I would like
it on the floor. I know you think it's out of order. I understand that, Summer.
I didn't even make a ruling. Let me make a ruling.
But I don't think it is out of order, considering all of the dialogue that we're engaging in. And we can't keep having this conversation at every meeting. We need to set policy.
Okay. I will see if you have a second. Then I'll make a ruling. Is there a second to Tracy's motion?
Second.
Okay. The problem with that is that motion was brought at the last meeting. It was defeated. It has already been the standing policy that it is only one director per committee. It takes a motion to change that. This has been the policy for the entire time. The lawyer has left it open to us, at least, or more. It's up to the body. But I don't think it's entertaining.
May I make a point of order, for what it's worth?
Here, okay. Let me finish your statement.
Which is, if it's the ruling of the chair that unless another motion passes, we are restricted to one director per committee, that's fine. But I think you need to clarify, because that's not the way the committees have been functioning, if that is, in fact, the ruling of the chair.
Okay, the ruling of the chair is it has been the standing policy for the entirety of the existence of the PNB, absent someone showing me something to the contrary, that it has been one director per committee since these bylaws, for whatever we all think of them, were written. And council has left it open to new interpretation, which I'm fine with. It's a democratic process. I that does not bother me. But, yes, it is the ruling of the chair that that is already the standing policy. And I wasn't expecting the motion in L.A., or I probably would have ruled it out of order as unnecessary to reaffirm something which is already the policy of the board. To change that policy, I feel, takes a motion. So, yes, I will rule it out of order because it is the ruling of the chair that that is, in fact, how it already is, and take some action to change that. And the nature and character of that change is what we're deciding here tonight. Does it remain the policy it's always been? Do we go with George's motion that we allow two? Does somebody else make a motion that has everybody on every committee? that's not my decision, but my decision is, yes, that this has been the policy for the entirety of this of the PNB's existence since the creation of these bylaws, that it is one person per committee. And our council has left that open that we may choose to increase that number if we so decide this evening. So I will rule the motion out of order, as that is already the standing policy of the board. We'll go on with
Tracy. Ruling out of order.
I'm ruling the motion out of order as unnecessary, because the only motions that are necessary this evening is something which changed the already existent policy.
Right, but I'm saying so Tracy's motion is out of order and George's.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
We're still dealing. I'm ruling Tracy's motion out of order because it is the ruling of the chair that the current policy, which has been for the last 8-10 years, has been that it's one director per station per committee. So to change that, something needs to change tonight here to change that policy. And I realize the Wild West has been going on for the last month, and people have been meeting on committees, and there's tremendous confusion. And this is the first meeting that we've had since the in-person meeting, so this is where we're deciding it here tonight, is if that policy changes. If nothing happens with any of these motions, that policy doesn't change, then it'll be one director per signal area per committee. Tracy, did you have anything further to say? Besides the motion, and then I'll, if you do, go ahead and please do so, and if not, then I'll go to the next person.
No, I guess I don't. I'm just observing that we're still putting out lists
with multiple directors on committees, and we've been meeting for a month, not in accordance with your chair's ruling. That's all. So,
thank you. Yes, I realize
please
you're
clarify
that motion.
It's confusing. That's all.
Thank you. I apologize for the confusion. It's a bit of a quandary to try and make a ruling. I suppose I should have maybe sent an email out, but absent a meeting, it's kind of difficult to make rulings as a chair when you're not having a meeting, because I'm not sure they're even valid. And that motion came up at the very end of the in-person meeting, so it wasn't something I was able to effectively deal with at that meeting. So my personal apologies to everyone for confusion that has ensued during this month. But whatever happens tonight, we'll clean it up as of tomorrow. I'll be on the phone with John Elmella, and whatever happens here, those lists will reflect it by tomorrow. Okay, thank you. Next person on stack is Nia.
Okay, thank you. A couple of things. Just to remind people, which I mentioned before, that I raised this in 2009 when George was chair, and Dan was foundation counsel, and I believe, Dan, you could correct me if I'm wrong, you said that's what the bylaw said, but somehow, you know, because of politics, actually, I was the supposed alternate, and what happened then, when I would get on the call, folks used to change the passcode so that I wouldn't have it, and then I would have to get it from somebody else. That said, I do agree with George's motion. Hello, George. I'm sure you're surprised to hear that. And this is Pacifica. And like I wrote and said on the personnel committee, we should be for inclusion, not exclusion. And that was my reason for voting against Ken's motion. Also, in my opinion, it doesn't matter what the size of the committee is, is the person who's leading the committee. Last year we had 6 folks on personnel. I was chair. We had quorum. This year we had 9. We have 9, and we still have quorum. It takes an extra effort, you know, like I think it was Teresa who talked about qualifications, and that's the person for whom she would vote. I'm really happy to hear that, you know, for it's important to hear someone thinks that qualifications matter. I do agree with you on that, Teresa, and I hope it will pan out that way. And finally, I must say that this came about when a director said to me the reason he couldn't support me to be on the personnel committee because of a substitute motion I supposedly wrote in executive session, and he didn't like it, and that's why he can no longer support me. That is the background of this. And I just think that we should stop kidding ourselves. It is political. If the governance and the personnel committees worked well, then fine. And like Marcel said, and I have repeated myself, if that doesn't work, there is a way to get people off the committee. But let's be inclusive and let's go on. And I would like to call the question.
Okay. Thank you, Nia. Question's been called. Is there any objection to calling the question?
Well, there's a technical order, which is you can't make a speech and then call the question. That's not the way it works.
Pardon my ignorance. Okay, I'll call the question. But somebody get on and call the question. The time is up anyway. It's now 11 o'clock.
I'll double check that with Robert's rules of order, but it's my interpretation that it's out of order when people interject to call the question. That's inappropriate. You have to be recognized and you have to have the floor. But you can make a comment and call the question. I don't believe you have to choose between either one, so that if you wish to call the question, you're unable to speak to the matter at all. And I'll double check that since it's come up before. But that's going to be my ruling for right now. I have no procedural objection.
But time is up, Summer.
Yeah, there you go. She didn't even need to call the question. Time has expired. Beautiful. Okay, thank you. So we'll go to a vote. The motion on the floor. And I have background noise, television, radio, something.
Point of order, do we have a quorum? Would like a quorum count?
I presume that we do. Is someone looking at something on my computer that tells them how many people are on the call? We don't actually...
We'll find out if we have the vote.
We're trying to do a roll call.
You could tell how many people are just like Ken. Just the way Ken mutes people, you could tell how many people are on there. Was it pound 4 or asterisk 4, whatever it is?
Well, may I prevail upon one of you kind and gentle people to please check so that we don't have to, like, actually call the roll?
I object. It'll become, it'll become apparent when we call the roll.
Well,
when we call the vote.
Folks, there's a lot of crosstalk, and there's nothing to object to when someone asks for a quorum check. They've got a right to ask for a quorum check. I'm asking if we could do it more efficiently. Is there anyone looking or who could look or could check while I'm chairing to see how many people are on the call from a number perspective, not like from a calling the roll perspective. And if no one is going to step forward.
On the call.
How many, Bill?
26.
Thank you.
26. Much.
But we have 26 people on
the call. Well, one's John. Yeah, one's the other John.
Yeah.
And then two staff members and a full, and that would mean we have every member of the PNB on this call right now. Okay.
Did someone just already say goodbye? How could we have everyone?
She came back.
Probably have some extra.
She came back. That was Andrea.
Yeah, she came back.
Oh, she came back.
We're fine. All right, folks.
Information.
Yes.
This is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. Go ahead, please.
I've lost track of what we're voting on.
I was going to reiterate it before the vote. Not to worry.
Thank you.
Okay, so the motion on the floor is George Ryder's motion that George, would you like to reread your own wording if you have it handy? I can reiterate it. Is that?
I had to reiterate it because I didn't write it down.
That's fine, and the chair's supposed to reiterate it, so it's my job. Okay, thank you. All right. The motion on the floor is George Ryder's motion that up to two members from each single area, two directors from each single area, be allowed to serve on all committees except for those which already have exclusive limitations, like the Finance Committee. But to all other committees to which the at least paragraph in the bylaws might apply, that up to two directors be allowed from each station, if they so desire. And if more people than that run, that they be chosen by STV vote.
That wasn't quite the question.
Okay, do you have that quiet part? I heard your STV, but can you...
If only one person's run, they'll be chosen by IRV. If there's only one person standing for it...
They're in. If there's only one person, we don't even have to vote on anything. I think it's really only...
Yes, you're right. You got it just the way it should be.
Thank you. And it sounds like with your wording also, if only two people from a signal area wanted to serve on a committee, we would not need to hold an election for that either. It's
correct.
Really only a three sign. Is that correct, George? Okay.
That's
great.
Correct,
thank
you.
Okay, so this allows up to two directors from a signal area without necessity of resorting to a vote to serve on any committee except for the Finance Committee, which has limitations written into the bylaws. So a yes vote will support increasing the number from one up to two if two should decide to serve. And if only one decides to serve, that is also fine. So it's only for those committees where two people want to serve from each signal area. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll, please? A yes vote will support this motion. A no vote will defeat it, putting us back to one person per committee. Thank you.
Ken Aaron?
No.
Ivan Alsaway?
No.
Teresa Allen?
No.
Nia Vediaco?
Yes.
Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
No.
Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
No.
Davis?
Abstain.
Revlon Gold?
Yes, darling.
Heather Gray? Can't hear you, Heather. Campbell Johnson? Campbell Johnson? Can't hear you, Campbell. Ali Lexa?
Pass.
Ethea Wangaza passes. Laura Pruitt? Laura Priebus? Can't hear you, Laura. Marcel Reed?
Yes.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
No.
Dan Siegel?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
No.
Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Heather Gray, how do you vote?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Laura Priebus? Can't hear you, Laura. Allie Lexa?
I'm going to vote no.
Why?
Evita Wangaza votes yes. All right, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4.
If you haven't got me, Sophia, I passed. And,
nope.
I'm going to abstain.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 yes. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 no. And 1, 2 abstentions. 10 yes, 8 no, 2 abstentions.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. The motion passes. That will be the new policy procedure for the PNB. And if John's listening to the call right now, he's heard it. And if not, either way, I will be in communication with him tomorrow and see to it that the lists are appropriately reflect the vote from tonight, which is two directors from each signal area for committees where that is allowed. Thank you, Madam Secretary.
Information.
Hold on, I can hear y'all. I heard Bill with a point of information. I think I was at Nia, and then I thought I heard George. So was that
Ivan.
Correct?
Ivan also.
Ivan, thank you, Ivan. So Bill, were you the first one?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I've been sending back and forth an updated list of who I thought was signed up for each committee. It probably isn't complete, so just encourage everybody to please respond to that so we can get the lists right.
And if I could ask Madam Secretary if she could also, believe, and John O'Malley, there were copies of lists from the in-person meeting, if one of them could be. John O'Malley has it. I'll work with John tomorrow as well.
This is Tracy with a point of order.
He has copies of the. John has copies of the.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Which, in addition to being copies, are incomplete and some are illegible.
Beautiful. All right, so going back to the point.
Question about this policy.
One moment, please. I got to take people in order. Everyone's got a point
of order. Yeah, I do have a point of order.
Tracy.
I
can't hear you.
Speaking.
Tracy, I cannot hear you at all. You're completely breaking up. Try again, please.
Okay. You should be able to hear me now. Can I do a point of order, please?
Yes.
Okay. Last I heard, the bylaws are still binding, which would mean that the Finance Committee is still governed by what's in the bylaws.
Correct.
So
correct.
Could
that
you authorize, or can the PNB authorize an election for those seats, I believe one of which is still contested?
Of course. Yes,
okay.
The bylaws.
Because we need to get going on that.
Specifically limits membership to the Finance Committee. Everyone, please comply with what Bill asked for. If you signed up to serve on a committee at the PNB meeting in Los Angeles, and you can communicate that to myself and Bill Linnecia, the officers, regarding that situation, contested seat, and we will conduct a election for the Finance Committee via email through the national office the way we do other elections. So we're not doing it on this phone call, but we will do that this week, okay?
Question as to the scope of the policy.
One moment, please. Yes, go ahead. Alex, go ahead. What is your question?
Okay,
Alex, can I hold on, please? I have other people in front of you. Everyone's got questions.
Oh, okay.
Everybody's
sorry.
Information right now. No problem. I had Ivan, and I apologize. I've lost someone right
Nia.
There. Nia. Thank you, Nia. I knew it was a woman's voice, and I had it a moment ago. Nia, then Ivan, then Alex. Okay? Go ahead, Nia, please.
Yeah, our secretary, Ifia, had given me a copy of the sign-up sheet. When I came home,
yes.
I scanned it in, and I sent it to, so somebody could forward it to PNB. Maybe, I don't know, Lydia or Campbell, I think?
Yeah, I'll do that.
If you could do that, thank you, Lydia.
I appreciate it. The PNB, I would appreciate it. Then everybody would have it. And it's,
thank you.
It's pretty legible, Ifia. But when you take a look at it, you'll see.
Okay.
Thanks, Lydia.
Well, I would prefer to have the sign-up sheet because it gives the original intent at the meeting where this was supposed to occur rather than people perhaps jumping in after the fact and deciding they want to serve on a committee. Of course, now that we've just passed this rule,
Summer,
there may be a whole lot more of that. So,
Summer, that's exactly what will be forwarded to you, exactly what the secretary gave to me.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Nia. I appreciate that. That's very helpful for everyone to be able to see a copy of that. Thank you, Lydia, for taking care of that as well. Ivan?
I just have a question.
Yes.
Are we going to address the ambiguity in the bylaws with reference to the committee?
Okay, folks, I really don't need other people attempting to answer members' questions. It's out of order. It's the chair's job to attempt to answer members' questions when there are questions of this nature, and I will obviously do my very best to do so. So please, I know everyone has an opinion on it, but I'll answer his question. Ivan, our legal counsel's opinion was that the at least, who has interpreted that it, at least one member could serve from each single area, but did not limit it to only one, except for the Finance Committee, which has a specific limitation. And that was this vote is set policy for this term at any rate, which is that up to two members, two directors from each single area will be allowed. The bylaws are full of ambiguities. The bylaws are a Lawyer's Full Employment Act, and there's nothing we can do about that on these regular calls. They need to be amended all over the place. But as to this particular issue, right now, a vote's been taken. This is now the new policy, which is two directors per signal area. It can be taken up and challenged at the next term. I'm not going to entertain challenges all year long. We're going to get something set and try to make these committees function. So that's what this
point
vote
of information,
was.
Madam Chair.
I'll put you on stack. Who is that?
Point of information, Carolyn here.
I'll put you on. Hold on. Everyone's informational. So hold on, Carolyn. You go up loud. Ivan, did you have any other questions about it?
I just hope that we will revisit the content, and maybe we can try to change the content so that we don't need interpretation. Everybody can just read it and understand it. That's all I was saying.
Thank you, Ivan. And it is my recommendation that bylaws amendments, when we do them for the year and have them all voted upon at the end of the year, that it is these types of things that might best be addressed by bylaws amendments to specific sections which are open to interpretation and do not give us clear direction as to their intent. And those are things that we can address as a board through bylaws amendments, and that is probably the best way to address some of these issues, I think. Thank you, Ivan. Alex, you're next, and then Carolyn is after Alex.
Okay. Since we are creatively reinterpreting our bylaws, I would like to know if, since the LSBs are also committees of the National Board, I would like to be a member of the KPFT LSB. Can I do that?
No, Alex.
Well, they have a vacancy, and I think I could do some good work there.
We just entertained encompasses the scopes of the LSBs. We're speaking specifically of PNB national board committees, not the local station boards, which, although in terms of legal task committees.
It may be an absurd suggestion, but I think what we just passed is no less absurd.
Okay. I understand. You're making a point for, yes, I completely. Okay. Is there anything else that you wanted to You had a question about the scope of.
I just want to say one other thing. The opinion of our legal counsel does not make it a legal opinion. It's an opinion about the interpretation of a text. And because our legal counsel is trained as a lawyer, does not necessarily make his opinion any more authoritative than other people who are also trained in interpreting texts. I explained this in the write-up I had on this issue. That's all. If he was giving us an opinion about our bylaws being in conflict with California corporate code or something, then I would say, yes, that's a legal opinion. But this is not the case here.
Thank you, Alex. Carolyn, you're next on stack.
Carolyn here?
Yes, Carolyn, you're up.
Thank you. I have a point of information, and that is a question about that original list that we signed up on in L.A. that was done under some confusion, and I do not want that considered definitive. Some of us may have second thoughts after signing up because we signed up under a different understanding than what was just passed. So I assume that we can now sign up for committees under the new interpretation, and the original list, while it was original, is not the definitive or an alternative explanation. The current sign-up should be proper. My other point is that Alex's point is well taken, and I think we need to do something to stop what I suggested was a problem with, again, gaming the system. And I would urge every committee to set very strict attendance rules. People coming in 40 minutes late and leaving 20 minutes early should not be considered as attending. And people who do not attend more than a certain number of meetings should not be allowed to continue. We can stop the manipulation of these committees, which part of the, I'm sorry to say, intent behind some of the votes here. If, in fact, we say that people who sign up for committees need to attend the committee. And I would urge the PNB to pass some generic ruling so that every committee would have to report its attendance rules and report and report compliance with attendance on committees so that we don't have five people attending seven committees.
A point of order, Summer.
Madam Chair, please. This is the date.
Thank you, Carolyn. Yeah, well, people decided they wanted to speak after the vote as well, and everyone phrases that as a point of information. I did have an actual point of information. I'm sorry, who was that from?
A point of order.
Point of order, sorry. Go ahead.
Okay.
And I wanted to address the issue she just raised. So if your point of order is regarding definitive lists, I'm about to address that. Is it something else?
No, it is not. It is. Okay. What is the next item on the agenda? This is
the next item on the agenda is getting out of the open session and over to the closed session, I would imagine. I need to take a look at the agenda real quick. Double check with my... All right. What
session.
Motion to what? I'm
motion
sorry
to go into executive session.
Okay, one moment before we go there, Nia, I wanted to just simply address the issue that Carolyn raised. It's legitimate. With the passage of this motion tonight, yes, the sign-up sheets in Los Angeles are not definitive. I would request, Madam Secretary, if you could please, to distribute an electronic list of committees to the PNB. If you're able to do it tomorrow, that would be fantastic. So that those members who are not feeling already overcommitted on an abundance of committees and want to become the second director on yet more committees may do so if they so choose, because I certainly would not want to deny anyone the right to serve on even more committees than they are already serving upon. That being said, I would ask, please, to have a list sent out, and I still would like to have the original list sent out so people may have their minds refreshed as to what committees they signed up for if they're not sure. And people may sign up for additional committees. Please, I would ask, though, if we can avoid having elections by having three and four people sign up for a committee, that would be helpful, so that we only have to conduct the Finance Committee election this week. So, but please feel free to sign up for more committees if that is to your liking. That being said, we may adjourn to executive session. I don't think, Bill, am I incorrect? Is there anything on the agenda that I've missed that is of pressing? These were the things that I had as pressing urgency that had to get done tonight in terms of time.
I think you're right. I think you're right. We need to get to executive session.
Very good. Okay, everyone. Thank you, members of the public who are listening to this. And we will adjourn to executive session now. Everyone, please try to make it as quickly as possible. Thank you.
There's executive session, but it'll be very short, I think.